Past critics have praised the organization for getting out front on the issue, saying it would consider moving its headquarters out of Indianapolis and still talking about perhaps not holding future big events like the Final Four in Indiana.
And the men's Final Four gets underway tomorrow in Indianapolis. The women's Final Four starts on Sunday. Tom, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
That's NPR sports correspondent Tom Goldman. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.
Intelligence Squared U.S., where the world's leading thinkers debate today's most critical issues. The next topic up for debate: are liberals stifling intellectual diversity on campus?
The more politically homogeneous a group is, the more radical in that direction it tends to become.
It's not liberals who are stifling free speech on the American campus, but bureaucrats.
That's all coming up on Intelligence Squared U.S.
Friday morning at 10 on AM 580.
If you know someone, a friend, relative, or neighbor who's visually or print impaired and would benefit from having access to a completely free 24-hour audio stream of read aloud local, regional, and other publications, including newspapers, please contact Illinois Radio Readers Kathy Spiegel at 217-333-6503 or visit will.illinois.edu/Illinois Radio Reader for more information. The Illinois Radio Reader is a service of Illinois Public Media.
A refrigerator-sized piece of rock broke loose from the rock wall and absolutely slammed me back down into that creek bed. Within an hour and a half, I had a raging flooding creek up around my waist.
Join us for more true stories told live next time on the Moth Radio Hour from the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
Tuesday mornings at 10 and again Saturday afternoons at 1 on AM 580.
Support for Morning Edition on WILL comes from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Low temperatures and cheap oil send a chill into the jobs market.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by T. Rowe Price. In today's uncertain markets, institutions, advisors, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price to find global investment opportunities. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence. And by the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm Matt Nesto, sitting in for David Brancaccio. Hiring in March slumped to a 15-month low. New data out today shows just 126,000 new jobs were added last month. That's half the amount economists were expecting and also marks the smallest monthly increase since December 2013. The unemployment rate was unchanged at 5.5%. For more, I'm joined by Jay Bryson, Managing Director and Global Economist at Wells Fargo Securities. Morning, Jay.
Morning, Matt.
So we have been talking a lot about economic weakness and many different reports, but this is starting to get serious. Is this the start of a trend?
I don't know if I would go so far as to say that. I mean, we do know that growth in the first quarter will be relatively weak for a number of special factors, and maybe this is one of these special factors, whether it's the weather, the West Coast dock strikes. So I wouldn't say it's quite a trend just yet.
Now, everything in the market seems to boil back to Janet Yellen and the Fed. They have been wrangling over when they want to raise rates, but this would seem to at least take a June rate increase off the table. Has it changed your prospects in terms of rates at all?
No. I mean, our estimate of when the first rate hike would be in September. And Matt, I certainly agree. I think this takes June pretty much off the table unless things were just to come roaring back here. I think the Fed would want to look at this and say, okay, you know, is this a real trend going on here before they make any decisions? But, you know, again, I think we're looking at a rate hike later this year unless the economy just completely falls apart, which we're not expecting.
Let's end on a quick happy note. 0.3% increase in wages. Do we take some solace there?
Yeah, that certainly is good. I mean, you know, it's only 2.1% on a year-over-year basis. We have seen some signs of wage acceleration, and, you know, we have seen signs of some of the Walmart and McDonald's and places like that mm-hmm. are starting to raise their wages as well. And so I think there is some solace in some higher wage gains.
Jay Bryson from Wells Fargo, thank you very much.
Thanks, Matt.
There are no numbers to do here in the U.S. as stock and bond markets are closed for Good Friday. It is worth noting, however, that after the jobs report was released this morning, the yield on the 10-year Treasury touched a two-month low of 1.8%. It could take more than a year for additional Iranian oil, somewhere in the range of 1 million barrels per day, to find its way into the global marketplace. But investors are already taking note. The tentative deal reached between Iran and six major nations will face further clarification in June. But the news sent oil prices down by as much as 4% in some markets. Here's the BBC's business reporter, Rob Young, on what to expect in the coming months.
It depends on how long it takes to reach a full deal, the speed at which sanctions would be eased on Iran. And don't forget that because of the sanctions already, the Iranian oil industry is in something of a state. They need an awful lot of investment, which would likely come from outside the country, to get the oil fields, the equipment, up to the kind of standard that would allow them to export in the way that the country clearly would like to and desperately needs to, so it can get its hands on much-needed cash. Let's say that it clearly would have a very big impact on the global market, and that is why we have seen that reaction in the price of oil. But also, from the perspective of Western oil companies, Iran will now be on their list because there's potentially a lot of money to be made there.
That was the BBC's Rob Young.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Citrix GoToMeeting, personalized meeting rooms to help put your best face forward. More at GoToMeeting.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Now a story on how high-end hotels are trying to keep their heads above water. One way boutique hotels are trying to stand out is with high-end artwork and hire art experts to help advise their collections. But as Marketplace's Stan Alcorn reports, the artwork doesn't always come at fine art prices.
At the Archer Hotel in New York City, the Bugatti Bar is decorated with vintage posters of the French sports car. The Fabric restaurant has artisanal quilts hanging over some of the tables.
They're made with chocolate wrappers and tea bags and coffee filters.
That's Debbie Davis, art advisor.
We're calling me the curator.
Sorry, the curator of the art collection at Archer. She normally helps rich people and corporations pick art for their homes and offices. Hotels have a lot more rooms to fill, which can make for tight budgets.
I was a little nervous about running those numbers. I kept checking and checking. I don't usually, you know, have these production spreadsheets.
She could afford original art for the lobby, but for 180 guest rooms...
We were going to license artists and make high-quality reproductions of their works, but I didn't know how I was really going to do it.
She did it by calling Jesse Kalischer.
I think that people are most surprised to learn that we even exist, that selling art to hotels is a way to make a living.
Kalischer runs a company that curates and actually prints and frames art for hotels. He says the high end is a couple $100 a piece.
Bear in mind that art is the least expensive item in a hotel and the easiest thing to change to update the image.
In the Archer Hotel guest rooms, you can see these inexpensive copies of, for example, an etching of a typewriter by Brooklyn artist Sam Messer.
I had seen this in a group show years ago.
And if you then go down to the lobby, you can compare them to the original off-the-etching plate version hanging above the restaurant host table.
Doesn't look that much better, right?
Yeah, it's hard to tell the difference.
Right. That's the high-quality printing.
Typically, these kind of copies are licensed for just 5 to 7 years. Then the art has to be replaced. But Archer got rights in perpetuity for a gallery look at more of a dorm room price. In New York, I'm Stan Alcorn for Marketplace.
And finally, a riddle. What's black and white and has her hands in the air? Reports this morning say the NFL, the National Football League, has hired its first full-time female on-field official. Sarah Thomas was also the first woman to officiate a college football game back in 2007. The news comes as the NFL faces controversy over a lack of gender diversity in its hiring, as well as how the league deals with its players and domestic violence against women. Our senior producer is Nicole Childers. Our online digital producer is Tobin Lowe. I'm Matt Nesto with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM. American Public Media.
Master Cromwell, William Popley tells me I might find a use for you. A man of many talents, he says.
A TV adaptation of Wolf Hall, the Booker Prize-winning novel about Thomas Cromwell, Henry VIII's ruthless advisor, premieres on PBS station Sunday. On the next Fresh Air, the author of Wolf Hall, Hilary Mantel. Join us.
Weekday mornings at 11 and again at 7 p.m. on AM 580.
This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3, Urbana.